Welcome to Technology Decrypted. I'm Connor.
I'm Jordan.
I'm Colin.
We are here today to decrypt the wonders of technology. We will be talking about various examples of technology mentioned in Fahrenheit 451 and how it relates to technology in real life.
Technology in Fahrenheit 451 is mostly portrayed as like a negative thing, but in real life it's often the opposite.
So the first piece of technology we're going to be talking about is medical technology. Specifically in the book, The Stomach Pumping Machine, which relates to the real-life technology of a blood transfusion, which takes out all or part of a patient's blood and replaces it with blood from a donor. All types of medical technology can be used to heal illness or if somebody gets hurt. So it saved lots of lives and is definitely a positive technology.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a positive, like, machine. In the book, it definitely portrays the stomach pumping machine as a negative, even though in real life, medical technology is actually really positive, and it can be used in, like, ways of, like, saving lives and all that. So another machine that is portrayed as negative is the parlor walls. Bjorn, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure, definitely. In Fahrenheit 451, parlor walls is one example of technology mentioned. In the book, the parlor walls are portrayed negatively, as Mildred Montag seems unable to attend her sick husband, Guy Montag, because she is so immersed into her program displayed on the parlor walls. This relates to the argument of how TVs have a negative effect towards people because they become so reliant and disconnected from the world around them. However, I think it is not a negative technology due to TV's beneficial uses, such as informing and entertainment. This also brings up the point that it isn't the technology that is bad, but how we use it can become negative.
Yeah, I definitely think that is a good point, that technology in itself usually isn't bad or good, but really depends on how we use it. TV and anything like that is really great for spreading news, but if we use it too much, it can be negative because it can, like, take control of our lives or something like that. A good example of this actually is nuclear technology, which, Colin, I think you could talk about that.
All right, so on the topic of nuclear and, like, military power as it's used in the book, it's very negative because the nuclear bomb and the jets were used to actually destroy the entire city and causing devastating effects. But jets in real life are actually used for much different purposes, such as fast transportation all around the world. They can go vast distances, very fast speeds, and they don't always drop bombs, and they can actually be a very positive thing. And then, as well as nuclear, as it's used in the book, it's used for a bomb, which destroys the entire city. But nuclear energy isn't actually all that bad because it can be used for the production of, like, energy in real life. And it's very clean and effective and produces much more energy than coal and natural gas can.
Yeah, these two examples definitely support the argument that technology itself isn't bad, but how we use it. Thanks for tuning in.
That's all the time we have for today. See you next time.